Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world at kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from my morning show, Tyler Russell, on KX93.5.
KX93.5! Civil Twilight is a band that we like a lot here. We're playing When. Their single from the latest album, Story of an Immigrant, which came out in June. And we're very blessed, very lucky, very happy to have Richard from the band on the phone. Hi, Richard. How are you doing?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. I'm Jason, and Tyler, of course, you spoke to before. How do we pronounce your last name, Richard? We're a bit embarrassed.
it's actually pronounced Arthur. It's actually a Dutch name.
I called it.
Yeah, you did?
I did. I said it was We weren't sure if it was Wouter or Wouters or Wouters. Router or Router. It's an argument.
Strange spelling, yeah.
No, it's cool. So where are you right now?
I'm actually on the beach in Doheny.
What?
5 minutes away from us.
I just realized that. I was like, wait a minute, these guys are just up the street. Yeah. But we actually had the day off yesterday, so we stayed down here, and now we're heading up today to L.A. because we play in L.A. tonight.
How's Doheny today?
How is it?
Yeah. Oh,
it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. Light offshore breeze, kind of a little bit of misty, warm. Yeah, it's great. I'm sure it's probably similar where you guys are, right?
Considering it's only 5 miles down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're clearly not from around these parts, Richard.
Yeah, so we're from South Africa.
Yeah.
So I grew up on the beach in Cape Town. So I like these parts. Reminds me of home.
I've heard that before. But that Laguna area is a bit like Cape Town.
Yeah, yeah, it is definitely has a similar feel and lifestyle, probably.
A little more mountainous, I'm told. The hills are a little higher.
In Cape Town, yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's some real legit mountains out there.
Well, you know, there seems to be kind of a scene in South Africa that we're not really that aware of. We've got like Springbok Nude Girls and Just Ginger and Parlor Tones and a South African band.
Yeah.
But we're not really. You know, it seems like a long way away. What's the scene like down there? Is it a very close-knit musical scene?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting bigger and bigger. Honestly, we left South Africa almost 10 years ago and moved to America. So we're a little bit out of the scene, but we go back and play there pretty often. There's a lot going on in the kind of African sort of inspired electro kind of scene that's starting to happen there, and then there's always rock bands influenced by kind of Europe and American music. I mean, the Unfoot obviously is one that did pretty well. You guys would know as well. Die Unfoot, as they call them here.
Yeah, they're some goofy fellows and ladies.
Yeah, they're kind of interesting. Interesting blokes.
Is there much crossover between the two communities, the black and the white communities there, in terms of like in bands? Are there many multiracial bands?
There are a few. And there's like in Cape Town, there's a big jazz scene.
Right.
And there's way more crossover in that scene.
Sure.
And it's sort of African-influenced jazz, which is pretty cool. And we grew up listening to quite a lot of that sort of thing, and we'd go to the local clubs and watch really great musicians play, actually, that nobody has ever heard of. But there's some really good players, and there's some crossover there within the rock scene. There wasn't as much. The rock scene tends to be more white guys playing. But yeah, there's some crossover. I'd say that's happening more now. The crossover.
Well, you've certainly done well over here, Rich. Again, the band Civil Twilight is who we're talking about. They've got a new album out called Story of an Immigrant, just came out in July, and they played the Observatory last week on Saturday, and they have a show tonight at the Roxy in Los Angeles. A band called Tower is opening for them. We had that duo in a couple weeks ago performing live. Really cool supporting band for you.
Yeah.
So how have things been going?
Yeah, Good. So this is kind of a for headlining tour for the record. We did some festivals in the summer, and now we're out for a month and then another 2 weeks in November, kind of doing headlining clubs. And it's been great. Yeah. I mean, we've had a really good response from fans for new music. We're really excited about the new album. And it's been fun to get out there and play for people. For sure. Yeah.
Do you like that group, those two guys from Tower? We liked them a lot when they performed in here.
Yeah. That's great. I'm actually super familiar with them. They're just on the show in L.A.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to check them out tonight. And then we have another band touring with us called Knox Hamilton.
And, yeah, they're great.
We know about them too. Yeah.
Aren't they from Arkansas or something like that?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
No, I like them a lot. All my relatives live in Arkansas, so I like Knox Hamilton. I think what's made you guys so successful, one thing that's really cool about the ways bands make it these days, if you will, is all your TV and movie placements. I mean, you've been on One Tree Hill, you were in Terminator, I Am Number 4, The Mentalist. Do you think that played a big part in your success?
Yeah, absolutely. That's been a huge part. From pretty early on, that was kind of the first thing that started to break for us. Was we, like music supervisors and those TV shows, they just really liked our music and started putting it in shows. And then that's how we got signed. And a lot of other things happened because of that. And it's continued to be a really good, just like a really good thing for us. Like people, our music, for whatever reason, seems to work well in the film and TV thing. And we're really happy that it's worked out. It's worked out like that.
Oh,
it's a great way to get your music out there, yeah.
The music totally is that kind of filmic quality about it. And, how does that happen when you come here from South Africa all this way? It really commands a bit of respect, I think. Come all this way over, move to Nashville, then make a decision and everybody en masse move to LA. You guys must be like a family by now.
Yeah.
And how does it happen that you literally go knocking on doors with the music?
It's quite a journey, and a lot of it is like you meet one person and then know someone else and they introduce you to this person. But with the film and TV stuff, we actually we met someone who actually runs a company that pitches music to film and TV music supervisors, so they have relationships with all those people.
Right. Well,
she heard our first record and really liked it, and we started working with them, and they've become quite a big company now in LA. But at the time, they were kind of starting out, and we were kind of starting out, so we developed a good relationship with them, and that was kind of how the whole film and TV thing happened. And then from there, you know, you sort of meet other people and get other opportunities. Well, but you just kind of get out there and play and do what you can and then sort of follow the trail. You know?
Yeah. Well, but you're a long way from home, and it must have been scary to do that initial thing, or were you full of youthful enthusiasm when you first got on the plane?
We were definitely full of youthful naivety, maybe ignorance, but which is honestly probably what helped to push us over. I remember landing in LA for the first time, because that was where we first landed, and just flying over houses and houses for miles and miles and thinking, oh my goodness, what have we done? And it was a lot bigger and scarier than we thought it would be, because our only real experience of a big city was Cape Town, which is not really a big city compared to Los Angeles or this area. Yeah. But I think we told ourselves if it failed, we could go home and we'd just give it a shot. And yeah, we're still here. So.
Well, a little bit of ignorance has gone a long way for you guys, and we love the music very much. And good luck to you, mate. It's really great talking to you. And is this tour an ongoing thing? Is it going to be more gigs?
Yes. Yeah, we're heading all the way up the West Coast. So we've already played Texas, Arizona, New Mexico. Kind of came down from Nashville and across the West. And now we're going all the way up to Vancouver, stopping along the way. So you know, the West Coast is beautiful, so can't complain about that.
Well, again, you can see Civil Twilight at the Roxy tonight in Los Angeles. And thanks again for letting us present your show last week at the Observatory on that Saturday. You can download the new album, maybe at civiltwilightband.com. That's called Story of an Immigrant. And we're going to play the song Win Win right now. Rich, would you like to introduce it? I'll start playing it and you can pretend to be a radio DJ and introduce your own song. How does that sound?
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
Here we go.
Yeah, well, this is Win Win. It's my new record. It's kind of a South African influence in there. And we hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
Nice. Talk to you soon, buddy. Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Cheers, mate.